Welcome to the Books Highlighted podcast. I'm your host, Thesia Ellis. Books are my passion, and I want to share this passion with you. Books old and new, fiction, nonfiction, action, self-help, memoirs, thrillers, dystopia, biography, historical fiction, mysteries, and as a Christian, I also take in some instructional or educational Christian books. I love books, and I love to read. As I read, I keep a highlighter in hand to mark the passages that speak to me. These passages will be the bulk of what I share with you. Some podcasts will be short with only a few highlighted portions of a novel. Other books will be split into several podcasts as highlighted portions take in several pages. So let's get started. Today is April 25th, 2024. This is episode 4, Eat That Frog. By Brian Tracy, and it was copyrighted in 2001. All right, we're going to start off with reading the back page or the back cover of the book. Stop procrastinating. Get more of the important things done today. There just isn't enough time for everything on our to-do list, and there never will be. Successful people do not try to do everything. They learn to focus on the most important tasks and make sure that those get done. They eat their frogs. There's an old saying that if the first thing you do each morning is eat a live frog, you'll have the satisfaction of knowing you're done in the worst with the worst thing that you'll have to do all day. For Tracy, eating a frog is a metaphor for tackling your most challenging task, but also the one that can have the greatest impact on your life. Eat that frog shows you how to organize each day so you can zero in on these critical tasks and accomplish them efficiently and effectively. In this fully revised and updated edition, Tracy adds two new chapters. The first explains how you can use technology to remind yourself what is the most important and protect yourself from what is the least important. The second offers advice for maintaining focus in our era of constant distractions, electronic and otherwise. But one thing remains unchanged. Brian Tracy cuts to the core of what is vital to effective time management decision, discipline, and determination. This life-changing book will ensure that you will get more of your important tasks done today. And here's a little excerpt of Brian Tracy himself. He is the chairman and CEO of Brian Tracy International. As a keynote speaker and seminar leader, he addresses more than 250,000 people each year. He is the best-selling author of more than 80 books that have been translated into dozens of languages. He has served as a consultant and trainer to more than 1,000 corporations and more than 10,000 medium-sized enterprises in more than 75 countries. Into the book, in the preface, I'm reading, I had fallen into the mental trap of assuming that people who were doing better than me were actually better than me. What I learned was that this was not necessarily true. They were just doing things differently. And what they had learned to do within reason, I could learn as well. In the introduction, I read, your ability to select your most important task at each moment and then to get started on that task and to get it done both quickly and well will probably have more of an impact on your success than any other quality or skill you can develop. Your frog is your biggest, most important task, the one you're most likely to procrastinate on if you don't do something about it. It is also the one task that you can have the greatest positive impact on you, that can have the greatest positive impact on your life and results at the moment. The first rule of frog eating is this. If you have to eat two frogs, eat the ugliest one first. The second rule of frog eating is this. If you have to eat a live frog at all, it doesn't pay to sit and look at it very long. Failure to execute is one of the biggest problems in organizations today. Many people confuse activity with accomplishment. 1. Set the table. Before you can determine your frog and get on with the job of eating it, you have to decide exactly what you want to achieve in each area of your life. Clarity is perhaps the most important concept in personal productivity. The number one reason why some people get more work done faster is because they're absolutely clear about their goals and objectives, and they don't deviate from them. A major reason for procrastination and lack of motivation is vagueness, confusion, and fuzzy-mindedness about what you're trying to do and in what order and for what reason. Decide exactly what you want. Step 2, write it down. Think on paper. When you write down a goal, you crystallize it and give it tangible form. Step 3, set a deadline on your goal. Set subheadlines if necessary. A goal or decision without a deadline has no urgency. Step 4, make a list of everything you can think of that you're going to have to do to achieve your goal. Step 5, organize the list into a plan. Organize your list by priority and sequence. List all tasks in order that they need to be done. Take a few minutes to decide what you need to do first and what you can do later. Take action on your plan immediately. Do something, do anything. An average plan vigorously executed is far better than a brilliant plan on which nothing is done. Step 7, resolve to do something every single day that moves you toward your major goal. Build this activity into your daily schedule. Okay, at the end of this chapter, it says, eat that frog. Number 1, take a clean sheet of paper right now and make a list of 10 goals you want to accomplish in the next year. Write your goals as though a year has already passed and they are now a reality. Use the present tense, positive voice, and first person singular so that they are immediately accepted by your subconscious mind. For example, you could write, I earn X number of dollars per year by this date, or I weigh X number of pounds by this date, or I drive such and such car by this date. Number 2, review your list of 10 goals and select the one goal that, if you achieved it, would have the greatest positive impact on your life. Whatever that goal is, write it on a separate sheet of paper, set a deadline, make a plan, take action on your plan, and then do something every single day that moves you toward that goal. This exercise alone could change your life. Plan every day in advance. When you have a project of any kind, begin by making a list of every step that you will have to complete to finish the project from beginning to end. Organize the steps by priority and what is most important, and sequence which makes you which task. Let me rephrase that. Let me start again. Organize the steps by priority, what is most important, and sequence which task you must complete in order. Lay out the project in front of you on paper or in a computer-based project planner so that you can see every step and task. Then go to work on one task at a time. You will be amazed at how much you get done in this way. Chapter 3, apply the 80-20 rule to everything. The 80-20 rule is one of the most helpful of all concepts of time and life management. It is also called the Pareto principle, after the Italian economist Vilfredo Pareto, who wrote about it in 1895. Pareto noticed that the people in his society seemed to divide naturally into what he called the vital few, the top 20% in terms of money and influence, and the trivial many, the bottom 80%. Before you begin work, always ask yourself, is this task in the top 20% of my activities or in the bottom 80%? Rule, resist the temptation to clear small things first. Low value tasks are like rabbits. They multiply continually. You never get caught up. Time management is really life management, personal management. It is really taking control of the sequence of events. Time management is taking control over what you do next. And you are always free to choose the next task. You are always free to choose the task that you will do next. Your ability to choose between the important and the unimportant is the key. Your ability to choose between the important and the unimportant is the key determinant in your success in life and work. Chapter 4, Consider the consequences. Rule: long-term thinking improves short-term decision-making. Successful people have a clear future orientation. They think 5, 10, and 20 years out into the future. They analyze their choices and behaviors in the present to make sure that what they are doing today is consistent with long-term future that they desire. Before starting on anything, you should always ask yourself, what are the potential consequences of doing or not doing this task? Rule: future intent influences and often determines present actions. Dennis Waitley, a motivational speaker, says, losers try to escape from their fears and drudgery within activities that are tension relieving. Winners are motivated by their desires toward activities that are goal achieving. Time is going to pass anyway. The only question is how you use it and where you're going to end up at the end of the weeks and months that pass. And where you end up is largely a matter of the amount of consideration you give the likely consequences of your actions in the short term. Number 5, practice creative procrastination. Rule: you can get your time and your life under control only to the degree to which you discontinue lower value. Continually review your life and work to find time-consuming tasks and activities that you can abandon. Look at your work activities and identify the tasks that you could delegate or eliminate to free up more time for the work that really. Chapter 6. Use the A, B, C, D, E method continually. The rule is that you should never do a B task when an A task is left undone. You should never be distracted by a tadpole when a big frog is sitting there waiting to be eaten. Chapter 7, focus on key result rule. Your weakest key results area sets, the height at which you can use all your other skills and abilities. This rule says that although you could be exceptional in 6 out of 7 of your 7 key result areas, poor performance in the 7th area will hold you back and determine how much you achieve with all your other skills. This weakness will act as a drag on your effectiveness and will be a constant source of friction and frustration. The reverse of this is that the better you become in a particular skill, the more motivated you will be to perform that function. The less you will procrastinate and the more determined you will be to get the job finished. The fact is that everybody has both strengths and weaknesses. Refuse to rationalize, justify, or defend your areas of weakness. Instead, identify them clearly, set a goal, and make a plan to become very good in each of these areas. Just think. You may be only one critical skill away from top performance at your job. Here is one of the greatest questions you will ever ask and answer. What one skill, if I developed and did it in an excellent fashion, would have the greatest positive impact on my career? Chapter 8, apply the law of 3. You claim that you would show me how to double my income and my time off within 12 months. This sounds completely unrealistic, but I was willing to give it a try. On the first day, you asked me to write down a list of everything that I did over the course of a week or a month. I came up with 17 tasks that I was responsible for. If you could only do one thing in this list all day long, which one task would contribute the greatest value to your company? Once I had identified that task, which was quite easy, I put a circle around that number. You then asked, if you can only do one more thing on your list of key tasks, which would be the second activity that contributes to the most value to your company. Once I had identified the second most important task, you asked me the same question with regard to the third most important task. You said that fully 90% of the value that you contribute to your company is contained in those 3 tasks, whatever they are. Everything else you do is either a support task or a complementary task that could probably be delegated downsized, outsourced, or eliminated. Perhaps the most important word in the world of work is contribution. Your rewards, both financial and emotional, will always be in direct proportion to your results, to the value of your contribution. If you want to increase your rewards, you must focus on increasing the value of what you do. You must dedicate yourself to contributing more results to your company. And three key tasks always contribute the most. In 30 seconds, write down your three most important goals in life right now. We have found that when people have only 30 seconds to write their three most important goals, their answers are as accurate as if they had had 30 minutes. In 80% or more of cases, people have three goals in common. First, a financial and career goal. A second, a family or personal relationship goal. And third, a health or fitness goal. And this is as it should be. These are the three most important areas in life. Now, I have to admit, as a side note here, I did add spiritual. So you kind of keep that in mind as we read the rest of this. We expand this exercise by asking the following questions. What are your three most important business or career goals right now? What are your three most important family or relationship goals right now? What are your three most important financial goals right now? What are your three most important health goals right now? What are your three most important personal and professional development goals right now? What are your three most important social and community goals right now? What are your three biggest problems or concerns in life right now? While you're setting goals and priorities, getting organized, concentrating single-mindedly on one task at a time, and disciplining yourself to complete your most important task, you must never forget that your ultimate goal is to live a long, happy, and healthy life. The main reason to develop time management skills is so that you can complete everything that is really important in your work and free up more and more time to do the things in your personal life that give you the greatest happiness and satisfaction. Ancient Greeks says, moderation in all things. You need balance between your work and your personal life. You need to set priorities at work and concentrate on your most valuable tasks. At the same time, you must never lose sight of the fact that the reason for work efficiently is so that you can enjoy a higher quality of life at home with your family. Chapter 9, prepare thoroughly before you begin. Wayne Gretzky, the greatest hockey player, once said, "You miss 100% of the shots that you don't take." You want to do... Oh, I messed up this thing. Oh, there it says. The way you develop the courage you need is to act as if you already had the courage and behave accordingly. Let me read for that again. I had actually messed up the page and it was difficult to read. The way you develop the courage you need is to act as if you already had the courage and behave accordingly. Chapter 10, take it one oil barrel at a time. One of the best ways to overcome procrastination is for you to get your mind off the huge task in front of you and focus on a single action that you can take. Chapter 11, upgrade your key skills. Rule, continuous learning is the minimum requirement for success in any field. Chapter 12, identify your key constraints. Between where you are today and any goal or objective that you want to accomplish, there's one major constraint that must be overcome before you can achieve that major goal. Your job is to identify it clearly. What is holding you back? What sets the speed at which you achieve your goals? What determines how fast you move from where you are to where you want to go? What stops you or holds you back from eating the frogs that can really make a difference? Why aren't you at your goal already? These are some of the most important questions you will ever ask and answer on your way to achieving high levels of personal productivity and effectiveness. Whatever you have to do, there is always a limiting factor that determines how quickly and how well you get it done. Your job is to study the task and identify the limiting factor or constraint within it. You must then focus all of your energies on alleviating that single choke point. The 80-20 rule also applies to the constraints in your life and your work. This means that 80% of the constraints, the factors that are holding you back from achieving your goals, are internal. They are within yourself, within your own personal qualities, abilities, habits, disciplines, or competencies. They are contained within your own company or organization. Only 20% of the limiting factors are external to you or to your organization. Only 20% are on the outside in the form of competition, markets, governments, or other organizations. Chapter 13, put the pressure on yourself. See yourself as a role model. Raise the bar on yourself. The standards you set for your own work and behavior should be higher than anyone else could set for you. Your self-esteem has been defined by psychologist Nathaniel Brandon as the reputation you have with yourself. You build up or pull down your reputation within yourself with everything you do or fail to do. The good news is that you feel better about yourself when you push yourself to do your best. You increase your self-esteem whenever you go beyond the point where the average person. Chapter 14, motivate yourself into action. Refuse to complain about your problems. Keep them to yourself. As speaker humorist Ed Foreman says, you should never share your problems with others because 80% of people don't care about them anyway, and the other 20% are kind of glad that you got them in the first place. Optimists look for the good in every situation. No matter what goes wrong, they always look for something good or beneficial. Optimists always seek the valuable lesson in every setback or difficulty. They believe that difficulties come not to obstruct, but to instruct. They believe that each setback or obstacle contains a valuable lesson that they can lean on and grow from and are determined to find it. Optimists always look for the solution to every problem. Instead of blaming or complaining when things go wrong, they become action-oriented. They ask questions like, what's the solution? What can we do now? What's the next step? Optimists think and talk continually about their goals. They think about what they want and how to get it. They think and talk about the future and where they are going rather than the past where they came from. They are always looking forward rather than back. I didn't highlight anything in chapter 15, so we're moving on to chapter 16. Technology is a wonderful servant. Many novelists like to share their daily word count on Twitter, so they can see who in their social circle is the fastest and most productive writer and who gives in to procrastination. Stop being enslaved by social media and make it work for you instead. It's simple. Instead of posting something trite, post about your life goals and seek the social support to conquer them. Chapter 17, focus your attention. Here is a simple way to double your productivity. First, plan each day in advance. Select your most important task and then start on that task first thing before you do anything else. Second, work nonstop for 90 minutes with no diversion or distraction and then give yourself a 15-minute break. Third, start again and work another 90 minutes flat out. Finally, after this 3-hour work period, you can then reward yourself with a shot of dopamine by checking your email. I'm not going to lie. I do not get a dopamine hit by hitting my email. I hate doing email. All right. Chapter 18, slice and dice the task. A major reason for procrastinating on big, important tasks is that they appear so large and formidable when you first approach them. Psychologically, you will find it easier to do a single small piece of a large project than to start on the whole job. Often, once you have started and completed a single part of the job, you will feel like doing just one more slice. Soon, you will find yourself working through the job one part at a time, and before you know it, the job will be completed. An important point to remember is that you have deep within you an urge to completion, or what is often referred to as a compulsion to closure. This means that you actually feel happier and more powerful when you start and complete a task of any kind. You satisfy a deep subconscious need to bring finality to a job or project. This sense of completion or closure motivates you to start the next task or project and then to persist toward final completion. This act of completion triggers the release of endorphins in your brain mentioned earlier. Chapter 19, create large chunks of time. Most of the really important work you do requires large chunks of unbroken time to complete. Your ability to carve out and use these blocks of high value, highly productive time is central to your ability to make a significant contribution to your work and to your life. Chapter 20, develop a sense of urgency. One of the simplest and yet most powerful ways to get yourself started is to repeat the words, do it now, do it now, do it now, over and over to yourself. In the final analysis, nothing will help you more in your career than for you to get the reputation for being the kind of person who gets important work done quickly and well. This reputation will make you one of the most valuable and respected people in your field. Chapter 21, single handle every task. Once you get going, keep going. Single handling requires Albert Hubbard defined self-discipline as the ability to make yourself do what you should do, when you should do it, whether you feel like it or not. You should get through an entire book in 30 minutes. I had read it in read through the highlighted period to make sure how much time it would take before I decided to do it all in one sitting. In summary, I have to admit, I cringe at the idea of eating a frog because that's a visual that I just wasn't really excited about. But I liked the ideas conveyed in this book. The frog is the most important, most difficult task in your day. Take care of it first and your productions will improve dramatically. So I would recommend this book to people who are trying to do more with their life or whatever, you know. So like I said, this book was called Eat That Frog by Brian Tracy. All right. Consider getting a fold card. Let me think about how I want to state this. This is for Bitcoin and it just went through a halving. So I believe that it's been going up pretty good. Even when it has down days, Bitcoin rebounds pretty good. And if you get the fold card, go into the link below and use my link. It doesn't cost anything, but it does help you. It helps me to pay for some bills around here too. But the fold card is a prepaid debit card. And when you use it, you get awarded Satoshis, which are little mini bits of Bitcoin. So you fund your fold card with cash. And then you use it. Some people pay their bills with it and they do all kinds of stuff with theirs. I usually just set aside a certain amount each payday and I use it to pay for animal feed, filling up my fuel tank and whatever else needs to come up between paydays. And that's what I use it for. They have special things because every time you use a fold card, you get a certain amount of Satoshis anyway. But if you look at the app after you get into it, you'll find that there are certain things that gets a certain percentage more. So like a regular purchase would be like 0.5% of a Satoshi or something like that. But if you do through whatever they are promoting, like going through a particular motel or something like that, you get like 1.5%. If you go through Amazon and get their gift cards, that gives you extra percentages. So it's kind of cool. I mean, and I've built up some Satoshis and you can also check and see what that converts to cash on too. So it doesn't cost anything to do it. You fund your card and buy things that you would buy anyway. So I would recommend it. It's kind of, I'm using it as a type of savings account, and that's working out good just by using my own card to buy whatever it is I'm buying. Let's see. I am on Grandma's Homestead YouTube channel. I've had some pretty cool things happening lately. I just had a litter of piglets being born. And of course, it's springtime, so there's always a lot of things going on in springtime. And I've got some cool projects coming up. So Grandma's Homestead YouTube channel. I can also be found on grandmashomestead.farm. That's my website. Farm Animal Life YouTube channel. Kinsey Lackey Sports YouTube channel. I also do another podcast. It's my main podcast. Is this Grandma's Life podcast. On Instagram is Thecia Ellis. TikTok is Thecia Ellis. Facebook, Thecia V. Dayhoff Ellis. Dayhoff, that was my maiden name. MeWe, Thecia Ellis. Twitter, Thecia E. And Rumble, Thecia E. All right, guys. I was learning as I went, even with this one today, and I may have messed up with the mute button, but I think I learned as I went. I pray that it started going much more smoothly, and I appreciate you going through this book with me, and we'll see what the next book is coming up pretty soon. God bless, guys. I'll see you next time.